African issues currently comprise nearly 70% of the Council's agenda. As Togo's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation, Elliot Ohin, stated, the continent is always the victim of recurring conflict, a major obstacle to development. But the root causes, he said, are complicated.
La complexité relève du fait qu'elle résulte de la combinaison.
Their complexity is due to the fact that they stem from a combination of numerous factors, in particular political, social and economic factors, and also due to the fact that their root causes must not only be sought in the legacy of colonialism, but also in ancient struggles for vital areas carried out by emperors or kings.
For UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, conflict prevention starts with strengthening democracy and building accountable state institutions.
Conflicts breed where there is a poor governance, human rights abuses, and grievances over the unequal distribution of resources, wealth, and power. Tensions simmer where people are excluded, marginalized, and denied meaningful participation in the political and social life of their countries. Unrest flourishes where people are poor, jobless, and without hope.
Ethiopian Ambassador Takeda Alemu, who spoke on behalf of the chairman of the African Union, pointed out that over the past decade, Africa has made progress in handling disputes in various subregions of the continent. As an example, he cited the leading role played by African troops in keeping insurgents at bay in Somalia.
The change that we have witnessed in Africa over the last decade is also evident in institution building, including for peace and security. The African Union peace and security architecture, with its continental early warning system, the panel of the wise, and the African standby force, with the Peace and Security Council at the helm, has transformed Africa's capacity to contribute to peace and stability in the continent.
Ambassador Alemu said the Rwanda genocide, which began 19 years ago this month, demonstrated what he called the feebleness of the Africa of the 1980s and 1990s. He said it is doubtful that today's Africa would have allowed it to happen. Deanne Penn, United Nations.